America has blown up 19 small boats off Venezuela's coast, and now the Navy's largest aircraft carrier is arriving. These Venezuelan military exercises broadcast on state TV suggest the threat felt by its leader, Nicolas Maduro. David Smolansky is one of Venezuela's opposition leaders in exile, an ally of Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado.
You're planning for the day after Maduro leaves.
Totally focused on that.
Do you really believe his days are numbered?
I strongly believe that.
Maduro's socialism impoverished the oil-rich country and created 8 million refugees. He clung to power with help from Russia, China, Cuba, and Iran, defying a loss in the general election last year. Indicted in the U.S. on narco-trafficking charges, no one has yet cashed in on that $50 million reward for his capture. President Trump is now weighing whether and how to use the military hardware he's amassed in the region.
I think it's important the pressure that has been implemented from the U.S.
Are they consulting with you and Maria Corina Machado?
We have a constant and fluent communication with the administration. We are convinced that the transition could happen soon. When the regime falls, it will be the Berlin Wall fall of Latin America.
The Berlin Wall falling in Latin America.
Definitely.